In Iron Mountain, Michigan, you'll find a museum with a very large exhibit. So large, in fact, that the museum had to be built around it. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
In the late 1800s, the Chapin Mine in Iron Mountain, Michigan, found a big challenge. Water was flooding the tunnels of their mine at a pace that was keeping them from accomplishing their work.
They had been mining for a period of time before they invested in this pumping mechanism for D-shaft. It was capable of pumping 3,000 gallons of water per minute, and they didn't have to use it quite at that capacity, but close to that.
The five-story tall steam engine and pump did the job, says Bill Cummings at the Cornish Pump and Mining Museum.
They spent $250,000 on this in 1890, but it paid off because the Chapin Mine was the second largest ore-producing mine in the Upper Peninsula.
This huge pump is the largest exhibit, but far from the only thing to see at this museum.
We do have a lot of historical things dealing with life mining industry, taking a look at our history of mining from its inception through the years.
The site helps tell the story of an industry that stretched across vast areas of Michigan and Wisconsin.
We had a lot of mines on the Menominee Range. The Menominee Range was 60 miles from east to west. We tell the story with artifacts, how miners worked with the lighting things they had, what they had for lunch, the different types of tools they used. We have a lot of information in our displays that helps tell the story well.
It's the home of an exhibit so large, they built the building around it. It's just one of the many things you'll find here. Traveling the countryside in Iron Mountain, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.